I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. I hated being in trouble when I was a kid. I tended to follow the rules in order to avoid the feeling I would get when I'd broken them. And if I ever did, by accident or on purpose, I would cover it up, lie or pretend or whatever I had to do to avoid being found out. If I dropped a glass bowl, for example, and it shattered, if no one was around to know I'd done it, I'd just sweep it up, throw it away, and keep the accident to myself forever. Most of us aren't comfortable carrying guilt around, and the one way we can unburden ourselves from that guilt is to confess. But that feels like it might be even more uncomfortable than just carrying the guilt around inside. I hate admitting a mistake, and I wonder if one of the reasons I find it so uncomfortable is that somewhere, deep down, I don't trust the person I've offended to keep loving me after I've messed up. Psalm 51 is a famous psalm of contrition. It opens with the familiar words, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love." Those words are so powerful. The psalmist expects mercy from God because God's love is unfailing. Because of this confidence in who God is, the psalmist can open up to him and be honest about his failings. How much easier it is to be contrite when you trust in God's love. In the Old King James, verse 6 says, "Behold, you desire truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part you shall make me know wisdom." When I read that, I get the sense of a secret sin, something I'm holding back from confessing. God wants the truth to rule in my innermost being. I think that's true, but most modern translations render that verse differently today. Here are verses 5 and 6 in the NIV. "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place." In this translation, the word for inward part or innermost being is rendered as the womb. It makes more sense with verse 5 if you translate it this way, and I think it reveals a profound truth about God's character. Psalm 51:6 isn't just about some secret sin or truth deep in our hearts. I think this verse is about God's desire over our entire lives, from the womb to the tomb, as they say. "You desire faithfulness, even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place." The wisdom of God written on our lives, even before we are born. And of course, the rest of the psalm acknowledges that we fail in this journey of faithfulness. Contrition and repentance restore within us that lifelong call to be true to the vision of who God says we are. At the end of the psalm, the writer expresses another truth about repentance. The way to God's heart isn't through sacrifices of worship, but through honesty and contrition. He writes, "You will not reject a broken and repentant heart." If you've messed up, and if you're human, you probably have, you can trust God with it. His love is unfailing. If your heart is broken, He doesn't reject you. He receives you. Ask Him to empower you to be true to the vision of who He says you are today. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.